Twitter is rolling out a lot of new products lately, but it's actually, at last, thinking about accessibility first. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. There's been a lot of talk this week about new Twitter features, mostly the disappearing tweets, but Twitter also announced Tuesday that it's planning voice-only chat rooms, called spaces, where you talk instead of type. Earlier this summer, Twitter experimented with letting people send audio-only tweets, but didn't allow for captioning those tweets, so they were inaccessible to the deaf community. Twitter put that feature on pause and has now created two new teams, one to make Twitter a more accessible place to work, and another to vet product ideas for accessibility. And according to Twitter, accessibility has been, quote, top of mind when developing spaces. Delana Brand is a vice president and head of inclusion and diversity at Twitter.
The process in the past has been very decentralized. So each team that had some accountability for accessibility really was driving their own processes and decision making. Typical example are accommodations being handled by our policy standards and benefits teams, or facilities requests being handled by a real estate and workplace team, et cetera. And what we realize is while there's always power and flexibility, our decentralized approach has some gaps, and then we could even be more effective by bringing the structure to it. There really wasn't anyone looking across in the past and trying to bring the silos together, and that's exactly what we're going to remediate with this new organization.
How much power will these teams have? Like, could they pump the brakes on a feature rollout if it's not accessible?
I mean, that's where the power of the approach is, right, is for the folks that have the experience, that have the expertise to absolutely call out where we have missed the mark or where we are at risk or where there are potential gaps and surface that to the leadership team. We are making investments and putting these teams in place because we want them to be empowered to challenge appropriately.
A common theme whenever you talk about the tech industry is that if the industry were more diverse, and in this case, more people with disabilities worked at Twitter or any other company, that their products would be better. Are there any steps that you've identified about trying to improve the diversity in hiring and accessibility of Twitter as a company?
Yeah, it's a part of the focus, and you called it out. I mean, you can shore up these gaps and remediate these issues when you have people who are experienced either in the accessibility space or themselves are from the disabled community, because they have the insight and have the lived experience to be able to call these things out. And so it is absolutely a priority and focus. Literally now, as we're building out these teams, there are several folks that we have been interviewing that come from the disability community or are resident experts in this space, maybe leading some external organizations that we've partnered with in the past to gain insights, if you will. So we're pretty excited about the approach that we're taking. Again, lots of room to grow and improve, but we acknowledge that and are really excited to be digging in.
Twitter's Delana Brand. The company says automatic captions for audio and video are due out early next year. And now for some related links. Let's talk a little more about Spaces, which is most similar to Clubhouse, the invite-only, audio-only chat platform that's made up mostly of tech people and VCs, but apparently recently became a hit on the music scene too, according to Billboard. Clubhouse has had its controversies. Exclusivity breeds, you know, exclusivity for one thing. And there are also regular complaints about rooms that devolve into racism, anti-Semitic comments, harassment, you know, all the things people cannot seem to stop themselves from doing on social media. Twitter says it'll roll out its product slightly differently. First, unlike on Clubhouse, you'll be able to see who is speaking and who's in a room at any given time. Clubhouse is kind of more like an ambient party that you wander into and maybe get yelled at. And whoever creates a room and Spaces can moderate it and invite and disinvite people. And most notably, Twitter is rolling out Spaces first to women and people of color, or people from marginalized backgrounds, as in populations most likely to experience abuse and harassment, and who might appreciate a nice, quiet place to hang out and not get yelled at. Like, think of it as opposite Parler, I guess. More on Parler on Friday. On another note, earlier this week, we talked to Kim Zetter about CISA, the cybersecurity agency in charge of securing critical infrastructure currently under attack by President Trump. A day after we interviewed her, Trump did indeed fire CISA's director, Chris Krebs, which Wired called, quote, perhaps the most upsetting moment for democracy since the president's refusal to accept his election loss 2 weeks ago. Mainly because the agency's job increasingly became trying to protect democracy and fight disinformation, literally in direct opposition to the president himself. Even after his firing, Krebs tweeted that people should visit the Department of Homeland Security's rumor control website for accurate information about the U.S. election. And of course, dismantling the agency in charge of securing critical infrastructure as an act of revenge for pointing out that the U.S. election was held and counted fairly, facts which no evidence has emerged to dispute, is not encouraging for either democracy or national security. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.